Hello and welcome to Digital Society. These podcasts are an optional extra to the Digital Society course, introducing you to the topic themes, content and activities. To gain the most from the course, we expect you to work through the topic content and carry out the activities on a weekly basis. All the course content can be found online at medium.com/digital-society.
So why did you choose Medium for the Digital Society course?
In developing this module, we wanted to make sure that the Digital Society materials would be openly available to anyone. All students on the course can use the Medium space to share and discuss ideas whilst exploring the key themes of the module. Medium is not a blog as you would normally recognise one, but it does allow you to write and contribute to the publication. It is, in its essence, a place for content created by the students on the course.
How do the students take part? How do they access the materials?
The course is online only, and all the materials and support are accessible on Medium. All the content will be available from the start of the course. Each week we'll have a specific Digital Society theme where students will have online activities and key readings, videos and podcasts to work through.
How do you navigate the materials? How do students navigate Medium?
You can reach all course materials through the publication homepage. Just click on Digital Society at the top centre of any page to take you to the homepage. From the course information page, you can access an overview of the course, the learning outcomes, the online materials, marking criteria, and the three assessments. In the topic page, you can find information on the topic themes for the unit, including the content, activities, and the reading videos or podcasts for each week. In the support for your coursework page, you can find information on using and editing screenshots and images, learn how to reference sources in this unit, and how you can further develop your critical skills.
What happens each week?
For each week of the course, we will be looking at a different Digital Society theme. The themes cover the Internet, digital engagement, smart cities, the Internet of Things, developing critical skills in a digital world, and a reflection on your digital future employment. In each topic week, you will be asked to read the topic page and engage with the activities, where you will be asked to contribute your ideas and critical thoughts on the page.
Can you talk about the types of assessment in the module?
There are three assessments on the module, and you can find detailed breakdowns of the assessment and marking criteria on the course information page on Medium. The first piece of assessment is a blog post, where you must identify an individual or organisation with a public online presence and critically analyse their communications through one or more platforms, e.g. a website or Twitter feed. This is 10% of the overall mark. The second assessment is a blog post where you must address the opportunities and challenge facing an organisation or sector using digital media and technology. This is 30% of the overall mark. The final blog post assessment is the longest piece of work. Using one or more themes explored in the course unit as a guide, write a post of 1,500 words in which you critically examine the implications of living in a digital world. This should include a 500-word reflection on how you have developed through exploring these themes. For example, how this course has challenged you, what you have gained from it, how it may help you in the future. This is 60% of the overall mark. You can access and be inspired by the work of previous students on the course. The first and third pieces of assessment from the last 3 years are available on the blog. There is also an example of the second assessment. As a student on the course, you will be submitting your coursework to the blog and to Blackboard for marking.
Where can you go if you need help? Where can you go if you need support?
The first place to go for information is the Medium blog, and you can also email us at digisoc@manchester.ac.uk.